What's up, everyone? You're listening to WKNC 88.1 FM HD1 Raleigh. We're a student-run nonprofit radio station based out of North Carolina State University. I'm DJ Lucid, and this is Off the Record. Here with me today are five extremely talented members of the rock and roll band from the mountains of Boone, the Weasels. So welcome in, you guys. Let's do some introductions.
Heck yeah.
Thanks for having us. I'm TJ. I'm the drummer.
All right, I'm Andrew. I am one of the guitar players.
I'm Jack. I'm the lead singer and lead ADHD man.
Caleb Weasel here. I'm the head slapper of the bass department.
I'm Joey, and I'm the other one of the guitar.
And so you guys are coming from Boone. How long have you lived there?
Maybe like 6 years or something like that.
Caleb, that's accurate for all of us.
Caleb's definitely been there the longest. You've been there. I got there in 2021 in the fall, coming from Chicago.
That's the same for me, fall of 2021.
Yeah,
5 years for me.
I think it's six for me. Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Shoot, dude.
Long enough.
Yeah.
Well, we at WKNC appreciate you guys being here today. Arguably, one of the most important questions when I'm talking to bands: where did the name The Weasels come from?
That was me and Andrew in the fall of 2021. We lived in the dorms together, and we were both playing a lot of Black Ops 2 zombies.
Yeah.
And in one of the zombies maps, in Mob of the Dead, there's a character named The Weasel. And we were like, wouldn't it be cool if we had a band called The Weasels?
And it was also funny because we were struggling to pick a name. And, like, we had, like, two other names before The Weasels. And I, like, remember me and Joey just sitting in the dorm. And I was like, what about The Weasel from, like, Mob of the Dead? And we both were like, oh, that's awesome. So that's how we got the name.
I was pretty adamant on having a the in the name, too.
Yes.
And so we need to have a the something. I think Weasel satisfies that.
Yeah. Everyone's got a little weasel in them.
Oh, yeah. It's got a little forest animal.
The name is only
Gotso Weasel.
Time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crikey. Wow.
It's two count.
Crikey. We're setting a new record. Yeah, you can't see.
How many people in the studio do you think have said crikey before?
I'm going to say none.
Crikey. Crikey. That's a
count. We're setting a record right now.
So you guys have been working together since 2021, about 3 years now. How did you guys meet and decide to come together as a band?
I met TJ Weasel here, jamming out at our buddy Ryan Williams' backyard. He said that he met a guitarist at the Noble Cava, and he was teaching me how to play bass. So I was at Durham Park in App State, learning bass when Jack started skateboarding by.
It was awesome. I knew this guy Logan from this kickball band Fox and Veed, later to become Fox and Veed. And we were jamming for a while, and he knew Caleb. And then all of a sudden, we just started hanging out. We went to a music store, bought some drumsticks. And that week, I texted Caleb, and I was like, yo, I found a drum set for free on Facebook. Do you want to go get this with me? And then put it in the garage. And then through that, we all just started kind of meeting each other. I met Joy and Andrew because they were starting their own separate band. And then through that, we quickly decided, let's form a different band. And we got Caleb in on bass. Originally, I was the drummer. And then we're like, we need a singer. And so we knew TJ was too talented to go to waste. And so the moment we saw him jamming with other people, we're like, oh, we need him in The Weasel. And so we joined, and then we just kind of been going through there. We were all kind of doing music in our own right. And then I think The Weasels for most of us was like our first actual band. And so we've been very lucky to be able to keep going from that.
Yeah, so you guys have been collaborating as a band and then becoming friends, you would say.
Definitely,
Friends kind of came a little bit first for me.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's definitely true. I mean, you and me, Caleb, very quickly bonded because we were playing in a separate band, and you were out in the garage, and I was playing some old Nirvana riffs on guitar, and you were super into it. And then I think that night or the next night, we all went out together to Boone Saloon, and we were like, oh my God, these guys are awesome. And it kind of like went from there. So I would say maybe friends first.
Yeah. And me and Joey have known each other, like we've been friends since like fifth grade. Yeah, fifth grade. So I've definitely been friends with him before, like the band. And then I would say Caleb as well, because it was a similar thing, like just hanging out in the garage, like getting to know him. And then also TJ too, like we hung out a little bit before, but I think we also like prioritize our friendship like just as much as we prioritize the band stuff. So
totally,
if not more, I'd say too. Yeah, because like when it started, we were all learning how to be a band while also learning how to be friends, and that was definitely a learned process, and it continues to be as it should be. But especially with time, we realized that for the friendship will always be priority number one, and we find it makes the band stronger, makes the connection stronger.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it adds to the chemistry that we have musically, like on stage. You know,
makes you play better.
If I wasn't friends with you guys, I wouldn't be up there having as much fun as I do.
We don't want to be a cliche band that grows up to hate each other. We want to show there's a different way to do it. You can be in a rock and roll band. You can keep your head level at the same time.
Yeah,
you know.
And how does this chemistry and these priorities, how do these things affect your writing process and your collaboration as a band?
I would say we all bring something a little different to the table, whether it be an idea or a riff, a drum beat, some words.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We all have so many different influences.
Yeah, and definitely.
Like, there's a different background to each person.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you break it down, you got TJ, he's the backbeat, he's the drums, and his influence is so that Bonham, you know, 70s, early origins of rock and roll. And you got Andrew with this virtuoso guitar playing like the Steve Vai's and those kind of guys. And Joey is like just the epitome of like that 90s alternative movement that's like so strong and still alive today. And you got Caleb, which is like this funk master on the bass, you know, with so many different influences. And it's definitely a sonic blend. And we found there's no one right way to write a song, you know. As long as we like what we're hearing, it's always a good start, you know. Nothing wrong with just going in the garage and jamming out some tunes and seeing what sticks.
Yeah. So would you say it's more of a collaboration than divided between instrumental and lyricism?
I'd say so. Because, I mean, it's not like I don't come to the guys with lyrics and be like, hey, I wrote this song. Let's write some music to it. It's like one guy will have an idea, they'll be jamming, they have something. And then it's like, all right, let's jam it and I'll see what I can throw on over this. And we'll just kind of go and build it up from there.
Usually, like, a whatever starts the song changes so much after the other four instruments have been put on it.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, some songs like Hey, 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 like, that started as, like, a bass line with Caleb. Satisfied was a riff that Andrew had in the dorm room. Conniption was a riff that Joey had and the drum beat that I had. And it just kind of keeps building up from there. And we find we still do it that way.
Brutus was written on an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, Brutus was one of our heaviest songs that started off as an acoustic song.
I think I wrote Satisfied on an acoustic, too, because I was in Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote Conniption over Christmas break, and I only wrote that original, like, that original riff, and then 5 minutes before band practice the week coming back from Christmas break, I was like, well, we need a verse, and, like, almost walking out of the door from the dorm, I, like, wrote that, and I was like, does this sound like a verse that would work? And you're like, yeah, that sounds good. And then that was, like, basically, like, the song was, like, written right then.
So even though you guys only started releasing music this year, I think, how long have you been making music in general?
I never did. I jammed in my basement for 12 years before coming to college or so.
Oh, well, that's making music.
Never like a song or anything. I'd always jam with my brother who plays guitar. And then my first real time, I was in a band my freshman year and things didn't work out. And then really took a hiatus until the Weasels.
For me, I've been like writing music since like high school. Like I've been like trying to like do stuff on my own and in my room. Like I'll write and record things, but I've never like really released any of it. I just kind of do it for fun. But that definitely like helped with like learning how to write a song, you know, for a band. But I'd say I've been doing it since then.
For me, it was my childhood toy was a drum set. Like, my dad was a drummer, and I never took it to a serious level of, like, being a touring musician. But that was, like, my childhood toy. I wasn't good at sports. So I just did that. But never did a band. And then came to Boone in 2021 and just kind of got, you know, consumed by our local scene there. And then from that,
started joining bands, joined the Weasels. We all created that, and over time, just this is what we're left with.
Growing up in high school, I had a buddy who I would always play 311 with on guitar. We couldn't really figure it out. I also found, when my parents were moving, a little book that I had written chords, strumming pattern, and lyrics to, and I had a good laugh at that.
I didn't actually start really playing guitar seriously until I was 18, and I'm 23 now. But it wasn't even then until COVID that I started to take it more seriously, and I started taking lessons online with a classically trained jazz guitarist who lives in New York named Steve, and I still take lessons with him, and you know, it means a lot to me. That's like when I really started to take it a lot more seriously.
Wow, a jazz guitarist. That's really different from what you guys play.
That's what I basically do, like, outside of the band. Like, yeah. I'm working on a Blue Bossa improv piece for a recital that he's doing with the students, which is much different than the kind of music that we play.
Well, like, it still kind of transitions over, though, right? Like, because Connection is a pretty jazzy.
I steal little jazz licks and stuff all the time.
You too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I also, like, I've stopped taking lessons just because of time. Like, me and him had, like, I was with that guitar teacher for, like, a few months. But I stopped. But I've taken, guitar lessons, I think, since I was, like, 12. But I never did jazz stuff until I met that guitar teacher.
Yeah.
So
I think that's the funny thing is we still all, like, we're all write music and, like, do stuff with music outside of Weasel still. Mm-hmm. Like right now, TJ's, like, learning guitar a ton. Like, I'm trying to learn guitar as much as I can, too, and, like, write and, like, with these folk country songs. But, yeah. And Caleb,
and
too.
And Caleb is great on, is great on guitar.
That's the fun part. We all, even though, like, we are still writing so much for the Weasels, I have so many songs that have yet to be even recorded. Like, we're all still just creatively, like, challenging ourselves in all the other areas that we can.
Yeah, your music has a really blended style. It's kind of, well, it's, like, obviously rock and roll, but I feel like I hear a little metal in the background there sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I also love some metal.
The guy who mixed it was big metal guy, Jackson.
Jackson Yancey and Felspar.
What kind of themes do you guys like to tackle in your songs?
That's a good question.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
so,
that's a great question.
That's a very great question. The main thing is we try to reflect things that we just see in everyday life. And that comes down to the happy, joyful moments and the sad but also real moments. And so one of our songs, Brutus, it's a pretty heavy song, and lyrically it suits that flow. It's a whole anti-bullying song pretty much. And so that song's purpose, the goal of that one is to spread awareness on child suicide and bullying. We all care a lot about the next generation in our band. We care about this world a lot too, so we hope someone can gain something from that. But then there's songs like Conniption, where the whole point of that one is like, just have a fun time, but don't lose yourself in the moment, you know? The song goes, we're not here for a long time, we're only here for a good night, but also talks about not being used, you know? Because you gotta be able to stand up for yourself, and that way you can stand up for others. And so, just constant themes of struggle and successes. Just try to throw that in there as much as we can.
The duality
of life. At the end of the day, life is a duality, and we just want music to reflect that, and all of our songs have that in there.
Good answer. So do you try to keep your lyrics more general or pretty individualized?
We want it to be accessible for everybody, definitely. I mean, personally, like, someone writes the lyrics, my life is in there. Their lives are in there. We're all in there. At the end of the day, it's written so everyone's life is also in there.
Do you guys have any notable influences that you feel really inspired by?
Influences? My cousin, to start out, he got me into drumming. Shout out, Will. Mm-hmm. Musically, I'd say definitely some Zeppelin, like Jack said with Bonham. The Chili Peppers. Yeah. Travis Barker had a quick little punk era there. Yeah. Greta Van Fleet, most recently, probably.
For me, first off, my dad, because he, like, helped me start learning guitar when I was younger. So without him, I would not know how to play. So thank you, Dad. Also, like, as far as music is concerned, I'm really big into Steely Dan. I love them a lot. I was in top 0.05 of their listeners. So, they're a big one. I also really like guitar players like Jack said, Steve Vai and like Joe Satriani and Guthrie Govan. Guthrie Govan probably is like the biggest of those that has like influenced me. But yeah.
I'd say to put it broadly, definitely inspired by all those who came before. Legends of rock and roll, and we all know, I think, who those people would be. But to be more personal, I'd say my dad is a big one, my family in general. You know, I'm big with my family and always want to make sure you do them justice because they do a lot for you. And my dad was a drummer, and so it's always neat to do that. And I had a cousin who was he was a pioneer in the Chicago punk rock scene, this band called Naked Ray Gun. And I definitely take a lot of influence from his approach of building community where you're locally based, and that's a big one for me. But when it comes to bands, I gotta throw out Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters. Andrew mentioned top 0.05 for Steely Dan. I was in top 0.05 for Foo Fighters this year. And being a drummer became a front man, I think. <It's good. laughs>
You know. Caleb Weasel is inspired by all music and daily life.
Amen to that. Wow. For me, definitely, I mean, I gotta say something for my dad, who got me a guitar when I was probably like 9 or 10 and showed me some chords, and then I really never touched it again. But then when I was 18, it was there and it was ready, and then I was finally, you know, I was ready to learn. And my mom as well, who's always supported me through music when, you know, growing up, her parents wouldn't have always wanted to help support their kids doing something like, you know, in the arts. And, you know, she was always supportive of that. And for bands, for myself, I would say like my personal inspiration would be like Alan Holdsworth and Pat Martino. And for the Weasels, I take a lot of inspiration from Ween and from early Nirvana.
Gotcha. So speaking of inspirations, you guys just came out with a new single not even a month ago, Conniption. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what inspired this other than the gin?
Man, I think for this one, based that we are in a college town, you want that song that college people can identify with. You know, if we all have to have a good time. It's like, what do we want to hear when we're having a good time? Let's try to write that. You know? So I think that was definitely one of those things for Conniption, for sure.
I mean, I just felt proud writing a very driving riff, and when I first played it, like, out, you know, and thought of it, I was like, wow, like, this is, like, really catchy. And that feels good because a lot of musicians struggle with writing stuff and immediately being like, yeah, like, I don't feel confident about it. But I was like, this is really cool. I really am proud of that.
It was a cool one. That was like one of our early songs.
It was.
It was like the second or third song we had written.
I wasn't even in the band.
Yeah.
I think I was singing.
That one was cool just because like we saw it grow over time. But like when it started and we heard Joey play that down, no, we're like, oh, we got something here. You know, we're a band now. We're not just guys, you know, jamming in the garage. You know, having a PBR or two. We're a band now. Let's see what we can do.
We still have a PBR.
We're three.
Still have a PBR.
All right, so one more question before we take a break. You guys are really big on social media promoting and using your platform to interact with your fans and everything. Yeah. You know, you even started your own trend to promote the release of your song, Hey, Hey, Hey. Yeah. So is this important to you, the social media aspect of everything?
It's become a necessity
as much as
nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where we don't want to be anybody that we're not. And then, like, at the end of the day, we're just trying to make our music. And we want to do it together as long as we can. And so with that comes, we feel you got to be socially active. And the beauty of that is you can interact with your fans anywhere. They don't have to be based in your hometown. And so our goal is like we want our fans to feel a part of it, because to us, the Weasels is a family. We want to have the biggest extended family we can. But with that comes with social media, we want to make you laugh a little bit too. We're a rock and roll band, but we make each other laugh. We crack each other up. You know, there's never not a dull moment with us. And so we want the videos to reflect that. If you're going to see an advertisement from us, you're going to laugh your butt off in the process.
It's also nice too because it's another like way to be creative.
Yeah,
the music side, and then you can also just see what you can do.
Be a comedian.
On a different persona. And
exactly.
Sit at a fake bar. order a connection drink.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's Chuck Butterman.
Hey, man.
Yeah, can we hear a little bit from Chuck Butterman and
like with hey hey hey, it's like that's such a catchy like you know little saying like anyone can say hey hey hey, and like when I call like a friend or family and answer the phone, it's like hey hey hey. So we're like hey, let's just say hey to people a bunch. People like want to spread that around, you know. It's people forget to just look up and say hi nowadays.
We're just like walking around in the library with that hey 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 sign. Mm-hmm. And just the...
Is that what you were doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. These people are studying, and I mean, it's just fun time, too, because, like, the weird looks that we get, but, I mean, I'd say, like, 90% of the time, we get a smile, too.
Yeah. People love it. Oh, yeah. At the end of the day, our music should be an escape, and it is an escape for a lot of people. And so we know it's been an escape for us, and we hope we can provide that for somebody else in a very positive way.
That's good. I think on that note, we're going to take a short break to play All Conniption by The Weasels, and we'll be right back.
Heard Conniption by The Weasels here on WKNC.
Thank you, Caleb. That was beautiful. Did it better than I could have done.
Nothing.
And now we got to talk about your performances.
Oh, yeah. Crikey.
Good show. You guys have been super busy this year. Mm-hmm. And where have you guys been playing?
Everywhere.
Yeah. We just finished up at Cat's Cradle last night for the first time, which was exciting.
Super cool venue.
Awesome.
That was a fun one. Then we've been making the rounds across the state a good amount and then doing a good amount in our local town of Boone. Uh-huh. It's been a fun one because we've been in promotion mode for a lot of stuff. So it's nice.
And how have you been promoting this?
We've been making a lot of skits. Yeah. We'll like just call each other up and like, hey, come over to the house. Let's have a fun little night on a Tuesday and make some little skit videos to promote the song.
Made some sock puppets.
Yeah. Y'all watch out for those sock puppets.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's nice to do like the comedy stuff to promote our music because, you know, a lot of times you'll be scrolling, you'll see a promotion, you just don't really think about it a lot. But if you get something that's going to stick in someone's head, like, it goes a long way.
So. Yeah. Especially now in the era of like 10 second TikToks, like, we're making like 3 minute YouTube videos. Like, you know, old school YouTube style, and it's fun. It's what we grew up watching when we were kids, so it's like, keep making it, you know.
Watch out for those videos, but also watch out for some hidden CDs around your venues.
Oh yeah. We're putting CDs across the state, across the country with our EP on it, Kings of the Forest, and so it's kind of up people to find it. There'll be some in California, some in Colorado. Obviously, North Carolina's going to have the most, especially Boone, for the Boone listeners, but yeah.
Easter eggs.
Yeah. Land gems.
Hello, CD listeners.
What performances do you have coming up?
Performance-wise, a lot of local ones in Boone are on the radar here soon. Boone Saloon in March.
Or April, right?
April
4th.
The main thing right now we've been putting our efforts into is getting all of our music out, at least the first few songs that we have recorded now, because a lot of these we wrote a few years ago. Locally, they're known, but we ought to get them kind of spread out still.
Yeah.
We've been in EP mode.
We've been focusing on, like, definitely, like, putting out our music, which we do have, like, another song coming out, I think, March 8th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we plan for the EP to come out March 29th. Yeah, so we've been focused heavily on that because it is kind of funny. We've been a band for, like, 3 years, and this is our first time putting out music, so we're all kind of learning as we go. But
we had to get it right.
Yeah, definitely.
This summer, we're planning on doing a lot of East Coast shows. So for those across the East Coast, stay tuned for that.
And do you want to tell us a little more about this upcoming EP you have?
Yeah. This EP is a collection of our first 6 songs. It's called Kings of the Forest, and got 3 singles for it, and then 3 little extra jewels on the full EP itself. And it's just a showcase of the original 6 that we wrote in our garage while we were still all students.
Our first song we ever wrote on there, Boring Rock Song.
Yep. First song we ever wrote. So it's just a treat because over time we've noticed these songs grow. And for those who have seen us live, they've known these songs and they've seen them grow. And so there's a lot of built up anticipation now. We're super stoked on that.
Yeah.
It's pretty diverse too. Like,
it is.
Some like classic rock and kind of toe the line of metal and funk and
it's a total sonic blend of rock and roll. You got everybody's influence in there. There's, for those who want that catchy song they can drive fast in their car to on the highway, they got it. For those that want to groove out, funk out, feel the vibes, we got it. If you want to just go crazy, get some anger out, we got it. You know,
we don't promote driving fast on the highway, though.
No, we promote
drive
safe.
Slow.
Drive safe. Our motto is, you can be silly, just don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, while we're on the topic of your performances, you guys have a really eccentric stage presence when you perform.
The cheetah?
What? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking of. The costumes,
so
the
there
energy.
Is a cheetah suit. Right. I do wear a cheetah leotard every now and then. And I credit to that goes to Caleb and TJ. I was sitting in the living room one time, and they burst through the door. And they go, Jack, we got you a present. I'm like, what'd you get? And they pull out this woman's Halloween costume. You know, it fits surprisingly well. And so I think it just adds to that. I mean, cheetah suit's eccentric, but you look at all of us. Like, we got our long hair. We're all moving on stage. I mean, no one's standing still at our shows, you know?
And so it just adds to that layer of fun.
Try and feed off each other's energy. And,
yeah, totally.
Because the energy you give out as a performer is only, like, received by the audience.
Yeah, is that, like, a big part of your rock image, all those, like, eclectic aspects of your band?
It's just us being us, you know, at the end of the day, I think. But it definitely has become, like, our image, but we're not trying to be anybody that we're not.
It's more fun this way.
More fun this way.
It is a lot more fun, yeah.
I mean, that's what all drew us together. You know, when I first met Caleb, I was like, this is one of the funniest and nicest guys I've ever met. And I can say the same thing for each and every member, you know? And so it's just, we want our personalities to be reflected as honestly and as true as they can.
Right. And when you get off a performance like that, what's going through your head? What's the energy like?
Post-show blues.
Yeah, such extreme highs from all the excitement of seeing people and just being connected with people. You know, that's the beauty of music. You get connected with people not even by talking. And so when you have all that excitement and you walk off that stage, it's like, where'd all the people go?
you only want more.
You know. Because at the end of the day, if you're seeing someone having a good time and you're having a good time, why would you ever want to get rid of that, you know?
Do you guys have any stories of your first live performances as a band?
One time I ate a whole Ransom's pizza before performing.
You also ate a chili pepper, right?
I had some red hot chili peppers braided into my beard, and I ate one on stage while standing on my bass amp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We covered the Chili Peppers for a Halloween show.
Yeah.
And so, for the backstory.
Yeah. I mean, our early shows, there's a venue that we used to play at a lot in Boone called Ransom. Ransom's, if you will.
Ransom's.
Old Dirty Murphs.
Rest in peace, Ransom's. Yeah. There was no shy of dull moments at that like venue. There was one time we're playing outside and we covered Goofy Goober Rock. And the guys
in fishnets.
And then I decided to climb a tree. And so did a whole song from the tree and then jumped out of the tree.
And we thought the sound guy was going to be like, no, but he like handed Jack the mic.
He's all about it.
That was fun.
Nick.
That was a good time.
Shout out, Nick.
Yeah,
shout
so Ransom Nick. Was like, our first shows were there and they had a stage for one point, and that was just always a good time because our local town of Boone is a very supportive music community. Mm-hmm. And so the moment we started playing there, we were very well received, which it was a blessing. Not many bands can say that. And so we've had our fun, that's for sure.
You've got no idea what you're in for. At
all. Anything can happen.
Anything and everything will happen.
Just yesterday, Jack kicked me in the head on stage.
I did. Our David Lee Roth and jump kicked Andrew by accident.
Our very first show, you were kneeled. It was at Ransom, the very first show. You jumped up after being kneeled down and stood all the way up into my guitar headstock.
Hit my head on your guitar.
So hard, and like I was almost like, oh,
I jumped off of
gonna be okay.
TJ's drum set before, moved the drum set a few paces.
Yeah. Doing crowd surfing.
Crashing cymbals with the guitar head.
Yeah. Jack will jump into the mosh pit
with the mic.
Definitely. I mean, one time Caleb got proposed to by one of our friends. Old Cohen, you know, yeah.
You got a rosin put in your mouth, right?
Yeah,
we were playing and
we all had
walked up on stage and put a rosin in my mouth.
I had a very nice elderly lady hug me and not let go of me at Boone Saloon one time. I was in a Judas suit. That was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
We've got doing the worm on stage.
Oh, the worm.
I forgot about
the worm last
one.
Night at Cat's Cradle. That was fun.
I've regularly had quarter inches break on my pedal board from either Jack or from the crowd jumping onto the stage and like break, like, you know, in the middle of the show it's like, well, my quarter inches like snapped, like
just this past Thursday we had a good chunk of the crowd fall on top of
my pedal board.
I've had beer poured in my pedal board. I've had mine is on like death's doorstep.
Andrew has thrown pedals before.
Because I've had my pedal board since I was 12, so it's not doing too healthy.
It's not actually a board. It's a bag.
It's a bag.
It's like a pedal purse.
I'm not good enough for a board.
We've had plenty of strings break, guitar strings, bass strings, drum heads.
Yeah.
TJ, you taped it.
I broke
remember?
My low E on a song, and then the next song, I strung it back up. Next song broke my my A. I was like, I've never broke those strings like playing in my room, but of course, like if we're live, it's like, you know, like.
I stress fractured my foot on Thursday, and the crowd's jumping around, and you know, Nike Blazers don't have the best support for your arches.
Yeah.
And I like to jump. Yeah. And now my right foot is not doing too good.
We usually headbang so much that our necks are sore for the next several days.
We call it the bangover.
Bangover. Yeah.
I mean, we'll cover a crazy train every now and then. I'll just run in place the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Good 8 minute 30 mile time right there. So we're burning the calories too. We're up there.
Do you guys play a lot of covers at your shows?
No,
not really. We're pretty original heavy. Like. We'll throw in covers that, like, have influenced us.
Right.
You know, yeah. I mean, I will say, we cover Love Story by Taylor Swift.
You
do. Crazy Train.
Yeah. Yeah, we love,
Spirit,
we all love Taylor Swift.
Danny Cobb. We do. We're some Swifties every now and then. Oh, Teenage Dirtbag.
I don't know why I'm surprised.
Yeah. We like to throw in a couple of covers for fun, you know, because we love doing them. The crowd loves them, mm-hmm. you know. But at the end of the time, like, we want our originals to kind of be the main thing that we're doing. We just enjoy writing music, you know.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Well, it sounds like your stage presence is just so heavy, and I think we all want you to come back to Raleigh, but I also think that all of this is one of the many reasons why you guys were nominated for Boone's Best Local Band.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It was fun to be nominated for that, because like we're big on just supporting the community that we're from, and that music scene welcomed us in. We want to welcome and just have fun with everyone who's a part of it. And so it's cool to be well received by the town you're in. And we got some exciting news on that that people can look forward to seeing.
Yeah, you guys have a lot of exciting stuff coming up. And before we close off, you guys just recently released a new single, Hey, 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 on March 8th.
Hey, 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 hey. Shout out Spencer.
Shout out
Spencer Hickey.
One of our friends would always say, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
And then Caleb wrote this song and he just yelled, hey, hey, hey. And that was, then that's, we went with it, you know, hey, hey, hey.
So tell us a little more about this single.
The song's a slap in the eardrums for all you bass enthusiasts out there. Sometimes we play it in double time. So, you know, it's a super, super fast-paced drum beat and bass combo with a little bit of a action. You know what I mean?
Get the Purdy Shuffle in there.
Purdy Shuffle.
All the drum nerds
it's
out
fun,
there.
It's a fun, catchy little tune. I mean, the bass line is like the lead guitar at first, which is always
totally.
Fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it just builds from there. We try to follow that, you know, Nirvana-y Pixies approach of having that chill, good verse, and then the chorus just exploding.
Yeah.
You know?
If you like a wah pedal, that's also in there.
Yeah. Cry Baby Wah.
Yeah.
It's a makes you feel the love a little bit, this song, you know,
yeah.
To say it safely. It's funky. It's groovy.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. And one more question before we close off. What do you guys love about music?
Spreading the love.
I love being able to, like, creatively do something and also do it with a bunch of people that I enjoy being around.
I love how music connects people in groups that you would not originally think would work, but it bonds over everything else.
There's a lot of division in the world right now, and I feel like music is one of the few things that can bring people together.
I love the creativity and the spreading what you're passionate about. You feel like you have a voice when you're on stage.
Definitely. I mean, I think music is kind of just everything. It's a universal language, and, you know, in my personally, my darkest moments and my happiest moments, there's always a song. Everyone's got a song too, you know? And just happy to be adding some more songs out there.
Crikey.
Oh, I didn't know if we were going to get it in, but we did. Well, it was a pleasure to meet you all. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks
so much
for having us.
Thank you, NC State. Shout out Wolfpack.
Shout out Micah.
Wolfpack.
Pack Pride.
TJ Lucid.
All right, I appreciate y'all for tuning in, and you can check out the interviews I do with other local artists at wknc.org/podcasts by clicking on Off the Record. I'm DJ Lucid, this is Off the Record, and you were just listening to The Weasels on WKNC 88.1 FM HD1 Raleigh. I'm going to send y'all off with one more song by our friends called Hey Hey Hey, so make sure to tune in. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Just a fire.